Amen. The text is Sandy's confirmation verse from John 14. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, especially Don, and Tracy, Tom, and Elvira, peace be with all of you. Well, confirmation texts. Pastors give those out to the kids because the confirmation texts usually say what's most important. And Sandy's certainly does. Jesus doesn't mince words in the text. So it's time for us all to pay attention to his words. It's time to trust our Lord's words and what he says today in Sandy's confirmation verse. Especially today, as the Lord has gathered us together here at Trinity for her funeral, of all things. It's at times like this that we need a John 14, 6 sermon from the Lord Jesus Christ. A promise from the one that answered for all sin and for every sinner in his Good Friday death, who went deep, deep, deep into the valley of the shadow of death and came out victorious as the first fruits of them that sleep. Listen again to what he says. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus indeed is the way to salvation. Now, Thomas, if you know the rest of the text, Thomas, one of the apostles, he wasn't so sure. He said, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? Are you like Thomas? Huh? Are you? Thomas needed to know where he was going before he could know the way. That's how it works when we all navigate, when we travel, right? We need to know where we're going before we can determine the route to take in order to get where we're going. So we determine the destination first and then plan the way to get there. Now, when there is the resurrection of the body to eternal life with God, things are different, aren't they? And only Jesus has a clear view of the destination. He alone Good Fridayly died, and he alone Easter Sundayly rose from the dead. There is no one else in the world like Jesus. On our own, of course, we don't know the way to eternal life. Only Jesus does. And he reveals the way to all of us today by way of his suffering, death, and resurrection. It's at this point that I have to give all of you the highest of pastoral care. And so I warn you ahead of time. Are you ready? Are you? Here goes. We're not in control. We're not in the driver's seat of our lives. What happened to Sandy on Monday proves that. The stroke, out of her control, out of your control. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus was in the driver's seat of Sandy's life and of your life. He knows exactly where he wants to take all of you. Jesus knows the way to eternal life. Again, I repeat, Jesus is in the driver's seat when it comes to eternal life. If we're left on our own, we'd wind up in the ditch or we'd spin around in circles because we're all born headed in the wrong direction. We're hell-bound children of wrath instead of heaven-bound children of God. Now, Jesus does more than just show you the way. He is the way. He and he alone is the path to God the Father. Jesus is, dare I say it? Yeah, I will. Jesus alone is the highway to heaven. His perfect life, his holiness, his prayers, his suffering, his death and resurrection are the way by which we attain eternal life and heaven. Jesus is the bridge across the gap from death to life. He is the only path, the only way through the wilderness to the pastures of green grass. Jesus is the only ladder that spans from earth to heaven. Jesus is the only mediator between God and man. Yes, indeed, there is something that joins heaven and earth together so that now there is a new and living way to God. And that is the crucified and risen body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus, and only because of Jesus, Sandy and all of you have access to God the Father. Through faith in Jesus, Sandy and all of you have eternal life with God. That's what it means for Jesus to be the way. Now, I want to comfort you, if you'll let me, with one more point from Sandy's confirmation verse, because I have to say one more or I'll be here all day. It's this. Jesus also says that he is what? The life. Life is the destination of Jesus being the way and the truth. Jesus brings you to the end of your life, and he then gives you what? Eternal life. Jesus does that for Sandy and for all of you. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life to give us all eternal life through faith in him. To believe in Jesus is to have life, even though we die, as we heard in the gospel today. And Jesus, in those words, speaks to us eternal life. Now, I'm going to let all of you in on a little secret. You've already begun to die. I'm not talking about how your physical bodies just get worse and worse every day. Good Lord, I know that. I experience that every day. But I'm talking about your holy baptism. When you were baptized, you began to die, and not just once, but every day in your life. Remember Romans 6 before we walked in? You continue to die daily to sin until you reach your earthly grave, and yet already you live. You have been raised with Jesus for a new life. And how does the New Testament spell new life? F-A-I-T-H in Jesus. Now, life, of course, is what we want more than anything, isn't it? No, of course. But sadly, all of us chase things that promise life, but they just can't deliver. Jesus, however, with Sandy's confirmation verse, would tear and turn our hearts from everything that promises life and rather pin them entirely on Jesus alone. Because only Jesus is the life. Did you hear that? Only Jesus is the life. Only his death conquers sin. Only his death conquers the grave. Only his death conquers hell and Satan. And Jesus wants to overcome your death with his life. He did for Sandy. So Jesus is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. He is the only way from death to life, from hell to heaven, from the devil to God. He is the only truth that overcomes the lies that kill us. He is the only life that is eternal life. Only Jesus leads to eternal life with God. He has the Good Friday scars to prove it. So, trust in him. Trust only in Jesus. Learn from him. Live in him. He is your way. He is your truth. He is your life forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand.